A well-crafted hotel business plan is a comprehensive roadmap for your property's growth and development that can increase visibility, drive bookings, and ultimately improve your bottom line. In this episode, I will provide the key elements that should be included in your hotel business plan. Welcome to another edition of Hospitality Property School. I am your instructor, Jerry McPherson. Why create a hotel business plan? Every new company should really think about writing a business plan, and this is especially true for hotels. If you want to take out a loan to start your business or raise money from other investors, you need one. Many get nervous about the thought of starting a business plan or don't know where to start. You don't have to get bogged down in the process. By following the guidelines I am laying out for you is an excellent way to get your thought juices flowing. If you don't need to seek funding, it is still a good idea to write a hotel business plan, as it can be used as a tool to strategically manage your business as it gets up and running and starts to grow. Continue reading, watching, or listening, and I will share a guideline for a hotel business plan right after word from our sponsor. How do I open a hotel, resort, inn, or bed and breakfast? Or how do I grow my hotel, resort, inn, or bed and breakfast business? Or what changes do I have to make at my property post-COVID-19? If you have asked yourself any of these questions, I'll be happy to answer. But before I do, let me ask you a couple of questions. Does the idea of being your own boss in the hospitality property industry sound appealing? Is the thought of sharing your corner of the world with guests intriguing? Have you ever thought about opening your own hotel, resort, inn, or bed and breakfast, but are not sure where to start? Are you worried about whether guests will return and keep returning to your property after COVID? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, this course is for you. This course is designed to get you started and grow your business as a hospitality property owner or manager with more than just quick fix tactics, but instead help you develop successful long-term operation methods. I will cover: what is the hospitality industry? Hotels throughout the world, setting up your organization, employee development, marketing for success, how to see your property as a guest, how to prepare for when guests return post-COVID-19. What you will learn will help you stay two steps ahead of your competition. What you will learn will help you stay two steps ahead of your competition, increase your bookings and patronage while enjoying a fun and fulfilled life as a hotelier or innkeeper. This course includes 55 easy-to-follow step-by-step video tutorials, downloadable audio and PDF files, and applicable checklists. The course is divided into five different series. Series number one, your hospitality property organizational structure. Series number two, employee development. Series number three, marketing for your hospitality property's success. Series number four, how do you see your property? And series number five, how to prepare for when guests return. Once you have completed the course and have passed the quizzes at the end of each section, you will receive a certificate that you can keep in your documentation, place in your office, hang at your front desk. Do you want to take your hospitality property to the next level? Don't hesitate. Sign up now. Before the break, I said I would share a guideline for a hotel business plan. The Hotel Business Plan Guideline. This guideline is to be used as an example. Customize it to fit your requirements, and just so you know, the numbers I'm using as examples are fictitious. I will be reading the guideline for you. Please note, there will be sections you have to fill in the blanks. To make it easier to follow, visit KeystoneHPD.com and search for episode 327. Section 1. Executive Summary. Company Overview. Company name is located in your location, is a new small hotel focused on providing modern rooms for leisure travelers to the area. The company's rooms will feature modern furniture, high-end technology, and modern accessories. Services. The company name offers all of the standard bed and breakfast services, including daily room cleaning, free local calls, cable TV, and a free wireless network. Additionally, the hotel will include a restaurant lounge serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as afternoon tea and cocktails. Customer focus. Company name primarily serves leisure travelers seeking comfort, amenities, and simplicity of services. In general, the market for bed and breakfast segments tends to be relatively affluent and well-educated. The single largest segment of the hotel market is guests on pleasure trips. These trips are usually short, weekend breaks, to relieve work-related stress. Special events such as weddings are important revenue drivers. Group travel and business meetings and seminars are important revenue drivers during weekdays and increasingly access points at the central point or in rooms to attract the latter market. 150,000 visitors to the area according to our regional tourism office. 55% between the ages of 40 and 49. 16% between the ages of 18 to 29. 18% between the ages of 50 to 59. And 10% 60 plus, according to the National Household Service of Travel. Average household income of $75,000, according to our hotel association. Management team. Your company name is led by your name or the founder's name, who has been in the hotel industry for 20 years, while the founder has never developed a hotel from the ground up. They have worked in the hotel industry, most recently as a general manager, and has held various different positions in the management chain for over 20 years. The founder has an in-depth knowledge of the hotel business, including the operations side, for example, running a day-to-day operation, and the management side, for example, staffing and marketing. Success factors. There is presently no hotel in the community we are entering. In addition, we have surveyed the area and determined there is a demand from frequent visitors who would use our hotel location when launched. Our location is central to downtown, airport, tourist attractions, and corporate district of the city. The management team has a positive record of success in the hotel. Hotel design and build, $1.5 million. Working capital, $500,000 to pay for marketing, salaries, and the land costs until the company's name breaks even. If you're a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, you can see an example of the projections chart over the next 5 years. Section 2. Company overview. Who is company name? The company name is located in, insert location here, is a new, small hotel focused on providing modern rooms for leisure visitors to the area. The company's rooms will feature modern furniture, high-end technology, and modern accessories. The company name was founded by the founder's name. While the founder's name has been in the hotel industry for some time, it was in insert month and date, that they decided to launch the company name. Specifically, during this time, the founder took a business trip to insert location. During this trip, the founder's name could not find a mid-level hotel in the area. After visiting the hotel options in the insert location and learning of the expected growth to travel in insert location, the founder clearly recognized an opportunity that a hotel would enjoy significant success in this area. specifically the local demographics, business demographics, and competitive situations in the location were also favorable to the success of this hotel idea, and they knew it would work. Company's name history. Upon returning from location, surveying the local customer base and online market, estimating travel growth, and finding potential bed and breakfast location, the founder incorporated the company name as Corporation on date of incorporation. The bed and breakfast development operations is currently being run out of the founder's home office. Once the land rights have been purchased, operations will run from the on-site location to ensure that every detail is being thought out and completed. Since incorporation, the company has achieved the following milestones: found site location and signed the land deed purchasing the rights to the land, developed the company's name, logo, website located at www. Hired an architect firm to create a blueprint of the hotel, taking bids from construction crews and electrical engineering firms, determined equipment leasing and financing requirements, began recruiting key employees with experience in the hotel industry. Company's name, Services. If you are a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, you will see an example of the initial service offerings and amenities provided chart over the next 5 years. Bed and breakfast design. Company name will develop a 20,000 square foot hotel with key elements that will include the following: upper and lower floors with 18 single rooms, 2 studio apartment rooms, restaurant lounge. Here you would insert a rough sketch of the hotel design plan. The hotel office location will have 15 dedicated parking spots, which should suffice even in the peak parts of the travel season, as guests will often not have cars with them. The company name plans to be open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to take care of all guest inquiries and issues that may arise. As demand dictates, we will extend or reduce our services and hours. Section 3. Industry analysis. The company name directly or indirectly competes with all hotel offices nearby or hotel location. Competition will come from inns, motels, and hotels. Industry statistics and trends. The hotel office accommodations industry is expected to perform at a slightly slower rate over the next 5 years than in the past 5-year period. The resurgence of travel rates post-COVID-19 is expected to continue, while travel spending is projected to increase over the next 5 years as the economy improves. Consumer spending is expected to increase by 2.7% per year on average over the next 5 years. IBIS World estimates that over the same period, international arrivals will increase at an average of 4.3% per year, while domestic travel will increase at an average of 1.7% per year. The influx of tourist dollars will likely bolster revenue for bed and breakfasts. With increased competition from different facilities, the hospitality property industry often faces difficult times ahead. Sites like Airbnb have been a thorn in their sides as they offer more affordable alternative to hotel stays. While it's unlikely that a mass exodus of enterprises leaving the industry to operate exclusively through Airbnb will occur, a number of non-employing establishments that are unable to afford the investment it takes to develop an effective internet presence may exit to capitalize on Airbnb's exposure. As millennials compromise a larger portion of the workforce and in turn consumer spending, many larger hotel chains have expressed interest in entering a bed and breakfast accommodation industry to increase their overall market share in the travel accommodation sector. These trends are expected to result in a slower revenue growth over the next 5 years, despite relatively consistent trends that are expected to facilitate growth. Over the next 5 years, revenue is forecast to increase an annualized 1.7 to $2.9 billion. Section 4. Customer analysis. Profile of the target market. Company name will serve the leisure travel market of, insert your location, and its immediate surrounding area. The market we serve is value conscious and desires high comfort and amenities geared towards families and comfort travelers. Leisure travelers are more likely to book a trip this year, relying on new resourcefulness fostered by the last couple of years of COVID-19. The number of domestic trips by residents has turned the corner since COVID-19. Direct spending on leisure travel by domestic and international travelers totaled $550.8 billion in 2019. Spending on leisure travel generated $104.6 billion in tax revenue. Nearly 4 out of 5 domestic trips are for leisure purposes, 74%. Residents logged 1.2 billion person trips for leisure purposes last year. Top leisure travel activities for domestic travelers: 1. Visiting relatives. 2. Shopping. 3. Visiting friends. 4. Fine dining. And 5. Beaches. If you're a member of the Hospitality Property School group, you'll see an example of the demographic profile of the target market. Customer segmentation. We will primarily target the following 3 market segments. 1. The leisure travel market. Travelers to, insert your city here, tourist attractions such as Fine Art Museum and the annual Jazz Festival, as well as visitors to social events such as weddings. 2. The business travel market. Travelers to, insert city here, corporations and events. And 3. International tourists. Last year, there were over 879 million international tourist arrivals worldwide, with a growth of 6.2%. International tourist receipts were $736 billion, according to TourismToday.com. If you're a member of the Hospitality Property School group, you will see an example of a travel market pie chart. Section 5. Competitive analysis. Direct and indirect competitors. The following hotels are located within a 10-mile radius of, insert company name, thus providing either direct or indirect competition for customer acquisition. The Fairy Tale Hotel. The Fairy Tale Hotel is in, insert location, is a leading hotel and has been in business for 20 years. The hotel offers a wide variety of services and amenities that you typically find at hotels. The Fairy Tale Hotels offers luxury amenities, many of which are not necessary for travelers, and charge a high price for those amenities, between $200 and $300 per night. Furthermore, the hotels does not offer a small conference room, only larger meeting spaces. Additionally, this hotel does not offer wireless internet in the sleeping rooms. The Saltwater Hotels. The Saltwater Hotel has been in business for 15 years. The Saltwater Hotel offers a variety of services and amenities, all typical of the hotel and hospitality industry. However, insert your company name, has several advantages over the Saltwater Hotel, including: Saltwater Hotel is priced at a premium because of its waterfront location. Saltwater Hotel rooms are aging and in need of renovation. Saltwater Hotel does not have studio apartment options for long-term stay. Saltwater Hotel does not have a meeting space. Willow Tree Hotel. Willow Tree Hotel is located 4 miles to the east of our intended location. Willow Tree Hotel has been in business for the past 10 years and is part of the ABC family of hotels, allowing it to use centralized booking with ABC and the ABC loyalty point system. Insert company name has several advantages over Willow Tree Hotel, including: Willow Tree Hotel does not have a central downtown location. Despite the rooms being more modern than most existing, Willow Tree Hotel is still behind the time with no LCD TVs or wireless network. We expect that Willow Tree Hotel will continue to thrive based on the ABC loyalty program, We expect that more and more customers will frequent, insert our company name, based on the value offered for a similar price and a more central location. If you're a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, you'll see an example of a competitive pricing chart. Competitive pricing. Competitive advantage. Insert company name enjoys many advantages over its competitors. These advantages include location. Company's name location in the downtown area gives the best access to the airport, tourist attractions, corporate center, downtown, shopping, and restaurants. The company also offers suitable parking, making it easier for customers to relax upon arrival. Business amenities. Wi-Fi throughout the hotel will make working remotely simple for business visitors. Management. Our management team has had years of business and marketing experience that allows us to market and serve customers in the same manner as our most high-level competitors. Relationships. Having visited the community for a number of years, insert founder's name, knows all the local leaders, newspapers, and other influences. As such, it will be relatively easy for us to build the brand and awareness of the hotel. Section 6. Marketing Plan. The marketing plan describes the type of brand, insert company name, seeks to create and the company's planned promotions and pricing strategies. The insert company name brand will focus on the company's exclusive value proposition, offering rooms suited for families and business travelers and services, offering a central location in the downtown area, providing excellent customer service. Promotion strategy. Insert company name expects its target market to leisure travelers mainly from our country and surrounding locations. The company's promotion strategy to reach these individuals includes phone prospecting. Insert company's name will assign salespeople to contact area corporations to arrange bulk corporation rates for their visitors depending on the volume of visitors they will have. Public relations. We will contact all local and regional area newspapers and television stations to tell them about the bed and breakfast opening and unique value proposition of insert company name. Advertising, insert company name, will initially advertise on travel websites, which are frequently used these days to book travel due to their ease and of use and reviews. Ongoing customer communications, insert company name, will maintain a website and publish a monthly email newsletter to tell local corporations and past customers about promotions and events. Pre-opening events. Before opening the bed and breakfast, insert company name will organize a pre-opening event designed for prospective national customers, local customers, and press contacts. These events will create a buzz and awareness for insert company name in the area. Pricing strategy. Insert company names. Pricing will vary based on the season and occupancy percentages using a computerized yield management system, but pricing will always place the hotel in the mid-range, below the luxury offerings and above bed and breakfasts and motels in the area. Customers will feel they receive great value when utilizing the hotel. Section 7. Operations Plan. Functional Roles. In order to execute on insert company's name's business model, the company will need to perform many functions including the following. Administrative functions. General and administrative functions will include legal, marketing, bookkeeping, etc. Sourcing and storing supplies for the hotel and conference space. Hiring and training staff. Corporate sales to individuals and groups. Bed and breakfast services. Housekeeping. Check-in focused on customer service, janitor maintenance personnel to keep the hotel clean and in working order. Milestones. Insert company name expects to achieve the following milestones in the next insert number of months. If you're a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, you will see an example of the following milestones in the following number of months. Section 8. Management Team. Management team members. Insert company's name is led by insert founder's name, who has been in the hotel industry for 20 years, while insert founder's name has never developed a hotel from the ground up. He has worked in the hotel industry most recently as a general manager and has held various different positions in the management chain over the last 20 years. As such, insert founder's name, has an in-depth knowledge of the hotel business, including the operations side. For example, running the day-to-day operations and the business management side. For example, staffing, marketing, etc. Insert founder's name has also worked as a consultant on a part-time basis over the past 10 years. Specifically, he has worked in contracting positions to help other developers in their hotel launch plans, as well as the operations plan once the hotel has been launched. Insert founder's name graduated from the University of Acme, where he majored in hotel management. Hiring plan. Insert the founder's name will serve as the hotel's president. In order to launch our hotel, we need to hire the following personnel. Housekeeping staff, 5 to start. Hotel manager will manage the day-to-day operations of the hotel. Assistant manager will manage the hotel operations nights and weekends. Service staff, 4 full-time to work check-in and guest services, allowing at least one staff person to be on duty at all times. Sales staff, 2 full-time, will target and book corporate clients in sleeping rooms and the meeting space. Legal, bookkeeping, and other administration functions, 3 staff. Section 9, financial plan, revenue and cost drivers. Insert company's name's revenue will come from the hotel, room, occupancy, food, and beverage. The major costs for the company will be salaries and the cost to maintain the standard of the hotel. In the initial years, the company's marketing spend will be high as it establishes itself in the market. Capital requirements and use of funds. Insert company's name is seeking a total funding of $2 million to launch the hotel. The capital will be used for funding capital expenditures, manpower costs, marketing expenses, and working capital. Specifically, these funds will be used as follows. Bed and breakfast design and built, approximately $1,500,000. Working capital, approximately $500,000, to pay for marketing, salaries, and lease costs until, insert company's name, reaches break-even. Key assumptions and forecasts. Below, please find the key assumptions that went into the financial forecast and the summary of the financial projections over the next 5 years. If you're a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, you will see an example of the key assumptions that went into the financial forecast and a summary of the financial projections over the next 5 years, 5-year annual income statement, 5-year annual balance sheet, 5-year annual cash flow statement. In conclusion, developing a business plan for a hotel is essential for driving bookings and increasing revenue. A well-crafted hotel business plan should include a clear understanding of your target market, specific and measurable objectives, strategies tailored to your property's unique needs, a realistic budget and allocated resources, and a system for tracking and measuring the performance of your marketing efforts. By following these steps and staying current in the latest trends and technologies, you can ensure that your hotel is well positioned to succeed in today's competitive market. Are you considering opening a hotel? Let me know in the comments. We are going to cover more in all aspects of operating a hospitality property in the Guide to Owning and Operating a Hospitality Property Successfully course. Take advantage. You'll find more information at keystonehpd.com/course. You're going to have access to this episode for as long as you would like, but if you would like to see all of the bonuses you would have access to as a member of the Hospitality Property School Group, check out the short video in this episode post show notes. In our next episode, I will talk about customer service techniques for your hotel. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you sign up for insider tips, say hi to us on social, and join one of our groups. and make sure you get your free copy of the How to Improve Your Hospitality Property Success. You can find all of the links in the show notes. Now, if you like this, let me know in the comments section below, and if you're going to implement any of these procedures. You can support this free podcast by leaving us a review and giving us a 5-star rating wherever you happen to be listening to it. Every review helps more people find the podcast at no cost to you. If you know someone who might benefit from this, please feel free to share it. Be sure to subscribe. Thank you so much for your attention, and let's continue to work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day.